Hi, everyone. So, this book, Mindfulness, An 8-Week Plan for Finding Peace in a Frantic World, by Mark Williams and Danny Penman, is one of the best descriptors of the way we misuse the mind. And they talk about mindfulness meditation. There are two practices in mindfulness meditation that they speak of, and one is sitting and watching your thoughts and doing whatever it is that they do with them, which I'm not sure what it is. And the other is getting present here rather than to our thoughts about here, listening to the world rather than kind of the world and kind of our running commentary on the world. And the way that they describe our misuse of the mind and the price we pay for misusing our mind in terms of our state of being, our way through the world, the way we feel, the way we're thinking at any given moment, the way we're experiencing ourselves. I really appreciate the way these two gentlemen have broken it down. This is a chapter called, Why Do We Attack Ourselves? What a great question, huh? And the last part of the chapter, Escaping the Vicious Circle, you can't stop the triggering of unhappy memories, negative self-talk, and judgmental ways of thinking. But what you can stop is what happens next. You can stop the vicious circle from feeding off itself and triggering the next spiral of negative thoughts. And you can do this by harnessing an alternative way of relating to yourself and the world. The mind can do so much more than simply analyze problems with its doing mode, capital D. The problem is that we use the doing mode so much we can't see that there is an alternative. Yet there is another way. If you stop and reflect for a moment, the mind doesn't just think, it can also be aware that it is thinking. This form of pure awareness allows you to experience the world directly. It's bigger than thinking. It's unclouded by your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. It's like a high mountain, a vantage point from which you can see everything for many miles around. Pure awareness transcends thinking. It allows you to step outside the chattering, negative self-talk and your reactive impulses and emotions. It allows you to look at the world once again with open eyes. And when you do so, a sense of wonder and quiet contentment begins to reappear in your life. And that last paragraph is really the meat of the equation. Pure awareness transcends thinking. It allows you to step outside the chattering negative self-talk and your reactive impulses and emotions. It allows you to look at the world once again with open eyes. And when you do so, a sense of wonder and quiet contentment begins to reappear in your life. The Vedic seers say that God is everywhere, in every moment, everything, always. What moves the truth of God from potential to reality is our attention. Modern science tells us everything in the universe is structured out of energy and information, including you and me. The power is of the universe, of God, if you will, the very stuff of which the universe is made, that which is neither created nor destroyed. The energy simply is. Energy and information. The energy simply is. We supply the information from our minds. The picture each of us have of reality, most especially of ourselves in this reality. My experience, then, is a creation from this energy shaped by my ideas. If I have ideas of myself as less than, unhappy or unworthy, unworthy of life or love or happiness, then this is the experience I'll structure for myself. The universe is waiting for a cue from me. What kind of universe do you want me to be? What kind of experience do you want to have? The thoughts of our today are the building blocks of our tomorrow. We start wherever we can from wherever we are. We don't jump from I'm a worthless so-and-so to I'm the king of the world. We look around and find one thing to be grateful for, like breathing, like the ability to smile, like having the ears to hear this, the machine on which it's being played, the intellect and the intelligence to process the words and the ideas as they're being presented, the time to listen, the opportunity to take a moment to improve the quality of life, the freedom to turn it off if you don't like what's being said, the freedom to laugh or to cry, the freedom to choose to embrace the day or to wait for the doom that's sure to come if our speculating mind has its way. And one final thought. If all these thoughts are running negatively all the time, how do I change that? One little bit at a time, and remembering that when I'm not present to my world, the thoughts that are running are the ones that have been structuring my life up to this point. They're the ones that were put in all those many years ago when we were children, that have never stopped, have never changed their message, only have gotten a bit more sophisticated in their message to me that I'm not worthy of life or love or happiness. When I'm not present to my moment, that's what's running. When I am present to my moment, I can actually become grateful for the smell of grass and the feeling of the wind on my cheek, and the willingness and the ability to listen to something that makes me see the world just a bit differently today. Today, I will choose to bring my attention to the present moment and to what is right in my world, letting what is wrong in my world or other people or in myself be taken care of by the universe. Being here in present moment awareness, I'll know what I need to do to take care of myself. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to Embracing Bliss. I started this podcast and the book it's based on to offer a daily reminder to myself as well as to you that we have the freedom to choose happiness. And if ever we needed happiness and freedom to choose in this world, now would be that time. So please do share it with someone you love, send it to a friend, and also please stay in touch. Links for Instagram, the book Embracing Bliss, and to sign up for my newsletter can all be found in the show notes. Until next time, have a great day.